Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But, you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It is Monday morning here on KSJE, and on Mondays we talk technology with my guest Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems here in Farmington. It is our Monday reboot segment. There he is this morning. Lewis, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good to see you and have you back on the program. And I guess the elephant in the room has to be the Twitter bird in the room, right?
Oh, man, yeah. Almost all of the main news is coming from Twitter and Elon Musk and all his shenanigans and so forth.
Right.
On that side. Yep.
So the latest that I heard this morning was that, of course, they had laid off, I don't know, half the workforce, 3,000, 3,500 people or so, through an email maybe late last week. And then today is that they're reaching out maybe to some of those folks and saying, oh, our bad, come on back to work, or would you like to come back to work, something like that?
Yes. The word is, now I don't know exactly what the verification is, but the word is that they're reaching out to some of the people that were supposedly laid off and saying, oh, you know, this is a mistake, we need you to come back. It's kind of crazy if you look at, you know, websites where employees and former employees post anonymously about their workplaces. There's, you know, tons of postings from people who say they've been laid off from Twitter and people who are still working there. And a lot of the people that are still working there are saying that they're being put in positions where they're, you know, working like 84 hours a week trying to reach the deadlines that Elon Musk has set for some of the things he wants to do, where at the same time, you know, he's cut the workforce by, yeah, about a half.
Interesting.
So, yeah, I think they're bringing some of these people back.
Okay.
You know, Elon Musk also announced that they're going to make Twitter Blue $8 a month, so that people can reach that easier, but also that they're going to permanently ban anyone who goes online and impersonates a famous person.
Yeah,
so
I think,
of course,
that...
Yeah, some people started doing that, and they got banned right away, so, yeah.
Some people started impersonating him, I think,
is what happened. Yeah. Well, comedian.
I saw many on my feed over the weekend, so there were a few. There were a lot of Elon Musk's tweeting this weekend, so that was interesting.
I know that at least the one that I read about, the famous comedian Kathy Griffin. That, and she got zotted right away.
Exactly. And then this other $8 a month blue checkmark thing is, you know, originally that was a verified way to say if you were someone with a lot of followers, you could verify your identity and get that blue checkmark. Journalists did it, celebrities did it, politicians did it. But now I guess it's open to anybody. So now it's not really a verification thing, I don't think, if it's open to everyone without any type of identity verification.
Well, I think they're still doing some kind of identity verification as part of it.
Okay.
It's just they're reducing the price. I'm not entirely sure. That was my understanding, but I could be wrong.
Gotcha. All right. Other news I know this morning is that Meta is also saying they're going to prepare for layoffs at the parent company of Facebook. That's the first time, I think, in the company's 18-year history, according to CNET, that I'm seeing a story about.
Yes, and there's a lot of companies, actually, that are
looking at
doing layoffs, all tech companies. It's kind of across the board.
Yeah. And so what do you think that any thoughts about what that might mean, Lewis Campbell? I mean, is it a right sizing with their growth? I mean, these companies have been growing by fantastic rates over the last, you know, couple of decades or so. So are they just finally trying to figure out what they can sustain going forward?
I think it's absolutely a right size. I think there's a lot of factors going on, and I think that I'm surprised it didn't happen sooner. I think it's a right sizing. I think that a lot of these tech companies have kind of grown too big. I think that COVID had a lot to do with it. You know, the job market is kind of changing right now. I believe the economy is leading us in this direction as well. I think it's kind of a perfect storm of a lot of things. And I don't think it's just going to affect the tech industry. I think we've seen it actually start to happen in other industries. I think the tech industry is just kind of catching up. But that's my opinion.
Right. Well, and it's an important one because, again, you have worked in the tech industry and have some insights into that. But just the fact that they have kind of weathered previous economic storms before without maybe layoffs, but now apparently not so much, or at least that's what they're looking at, a way to maybe decrease their payrolls to prepare for what's coming, or whatever else they have up their sleeves. Who knows?
Yeah, I think they're going to do it, and once they do it, they're probably going to be fine. One of the things that happened over the weekend too is Jack Dorsey, who I don't know if you remember, was the original one of the original founders of Twitter.
Right.
He came out and basically said, "Hey, a lot of these layoffs are my fault because when I was in charge, the last few years I was in charge, I expanded the company probably a lot more than it should have been." And I think that's an interesting confession, if you will, because I think there's some truth to that. I think it wasn't just him. I think a lot of these companies, when they were growing and everything looked, rosy, they kind of went nuts and expanded like crazy. And I think that's why this is kind of a downsizing. I think Meta's the same way. I think Facebook expanded more than they needed to, and they've been trying to go into, they've been trying to branch out and diversify, and it's not been very successful. So, at some point they got to start cutting those people back.
Right. Very true. Very interesting. We just have a couple of minutes remaining this morning. Anything non-Twitter related you want to mention
Oh yeah,
this
there's a
morning? What else
well,
is going on?
we don't have a lot of time, but I thought something that very interesting. You and I like to talk about 3D printed stuff.
We
There is
do.
a there's a native community in Australia, the the town called Ilpaye, if I'm pronouncing it right,
Okay.
where they are going to start printing 3D houses for their residents. They're going to print. They've got a demonstration house on the. It's a very small community. There's I don't know, a couple dozen people in it. They've got a 3D printed house already there as a demo house, and they're going to build five more for people in their community. So I thought that was really interesting. It's another instance of where we're seeing now these 3D printed houses are kind of starting to take root. And then one last thing, fax machines. I
What?
don't know if you yes, I don't know if you ever use fax machines anymore. I don't know if anybody ever does, but the British government used to require the National British Telecom Service. It isn't nationalized anymore, but it used to be the telephone provider in the UK. Used to require them to provide landlines to everyone for fax machines. Well, they have just announced that they're going to nix that requirement, basically because the British government has decided that fax machines are dead and nobody uses them anymore. And you might say, well, why do we care about that? Well, it's actually a big reason why fax machines were still being used was because of that mandatory landline thing in the UK. And with that going away, there's a lot of people that are saying that maybe fax machines are going to go away for good now because that was one of the last things that was keeping them
Interesting. Okay. I know I've used e-faxes, a way to kind of email a fax if someone, a business was still using a fax machine or something like that. So there is that. One other note that I had noticed real quick, Lewis Campbell, is that there is a video game for dogs
Woof.
that is designed to improve your dog's physical and cognitive health. The story is
Wow.
from a company called Voyeur, V-E-U-E-R.
I
Voyeur.
have that's a new that's a new one on me. I
Anyway,
hadn't seen that, but I'm not surprised. That's
yeah.
a good
What
idea,
took
I
them so long,
think.
right? I don't know.
Yep.
But all right. Lewis, thank you for joining me this week. Always appreciate it.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great week.
All right. You too. That's Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems. He's my guest every Monday here on KSJE's Monday Reboot segment. Have a good Monday, everyone. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.